Who's got the intro? I'll do the intro. Unless MK's got the intro.
Let's see.
Figurines.
Figurines. Oh, nope.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting live from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. I can't recall the rest of it, but that was from memory.
Please put on your 3D glasses now. We are broadcasting from the corner of Trash View and Nata Vista. We warm your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, MK and Angela Keaton? Is it working?
It's working like a growing inside me like a fetus or a tumor. That's the rumor. I forgot who
sang
that.
Speak up like you're on radio, lady.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
Use your big girl voice. Pull up your big girl panties and don't send the president after. Don't send the president to cut off my gonads.
Ah.
Hey, I can turn you both off. Oh, wait. That's what men do. Man, I'm setting myself up for this.
Real talk.
I got a switch
Real
that I can turn you ladies off. Oh, you already have, mister.
All right. Sorry, I can't hold it all together there.
Bust.
I know. I got a new cat. You guys have cats?
I used to have cats, but no longer. I am allergic to cats, but I love them.
Yeah. Angela?
Love cats. There are two that live upstairs that visit. There are two across the way that judge me every day.
They are pretty judgy, man.
They
look
are.
Down at you. They like to get up high and look down at us from things, I think. I've been without cats for a year because I was allergic to them and now I'm not. It's this weird thing. So we got a cat named Bip Cat who's really weird. And I got the weirdest cat at the shelter. I did, because no one else will take the weird ones. Everyone wants the fluffy little kittens. So I got the weird one that's, like, really nervous and has, like, messed up coloration and looks like it has eye goo, but it's really, its fur is black under its eyes. The rest of it's white and is a cow kitty. It's, like, it's one drop of coloration away from a Kittler. You guys know what a Kittler is? You ever seen a Kittler?
I can imagine what a Kittler is.
It's a cat that looks like Kittler.
Is that what I'm imagining?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I thought.
It's got the haircut. It's a white cat with the black diagonal hair that looks like Hitler. And then our cat is that. And then it does not have the mustache. But if you search Kittler, there's on Google Images, there's hundreds of them.
Nice.
But
so what kind of weird stuff does it do?
Well, it's got a really messed up nose. Like, it either got in fights with other cats. It has a big scar on its nose. Either it got in fights with other cats or it was tortured by a child or something. I don't know. It's really nervous, but
Hello.
Hi. I think Michael may have dropped out.
Oh, he did. Oh, my goodness. There's some dead air
it's
there.
Oh, yeah. It's just us. All right.
Oh, it's just us. All right. So here we go. Okay.
Okay. Well, we've eliminated the man, so now we can talk about the revolution on live radio.
He's
back. Okay. Shh.
I heard that. I heard you talking about the man revolution. So womansplain to me. I just made up a word.
Womansplain.
Womansplain to me. There we go. I made it up and you refined it. That's how it works. Okay. What? men build stuff and then women polish it and put a bow on it and send it out to market. We just did that. All right.
And we shove it up someplace.
Explain to me. This show's supposed to be called Two Feminists and a Gay Guy Walk into a Bar. I wasn't supposed to be here. Steve Miller was, but he's probably on the bus getting mugged in Kensington like he usually is. That's why he's late. He'll show up. But so I'm going to take the place of the gay guy. So, in lieu of, like, the fact that we spent all the time before dealing with equipment problems, and now, you know, because there's... You're going to pull it? I'll do it. Okay, because women and electronic devices. Now, we got it fixed. That's a joke. You're not going to laugh? Seriously? Okay.
No laughs for you.
A queef. A queef.
That's all you get is a queef.
Okay. Wow. We said that on radio. All right. Explain to me, if you guys could be serious. I don't think you can be serious. I don't think anybody can. It's too fun to just chatter. Explain to me the difference between the kind of feminist you guys are and the kind that want to, like, you know, use government guns to take my junk away, which, okay, you know, in other words, social, you made jokes before, like, oh, well, we'll do that anyway. But, like, really, are you social justice warriors? No, you're not.
So you want us to explain
social justice warrior?
Okay, that's Michael. That's literally like somebody coming up and asking me, "Or what kind of libertarian are you? Are you one of those people like the Koch people who pollute the earth, or are you one of those Ron Paul racist people?"
I know you're not.
That's kind of what
you're
it
not.
Is, yeah,
but a lot of
that
people
was kind of the
confused.
Thing we struggle
There's people
with,
that confuse.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
you know,
but the F word is a very controversial thing. To libertarians, it's hard to say the F word without immediately having everything you say after that completely disregarded.
Bean phone.
Because
Bean
it's
phone.
Kind of turned into like this bad word, this thing that's been associated with socialism and all of these things that libertarians
socialism
are very
with
afraid
panties,
of.
As Stefan
right,
Molyneux
so
called
that,
it.
Yeah, Stefan Molyneux called it that. And a lot of, there's been a trend, kind of a skew towards the right. I've kind of noticed in the last few years with some libertarians, and there's been a lot more kind of outrage against people who take on the term feminism. And I don't think that's really been a historical thing. I don't know. There are other people with more experience on that, but it's really annoying. And just like you wouldn't say, oh, well, all libertarians are the same or all anarchists are the same. These are philosophies with giant schools of thought and giant, you know, several other ways, ways it could be defined. You wouldn't just say, oh, well, feminism is just whatever's happening on Tumblr. So, but if you try to make that argument, I don't know, you catch a lot of pushback from people who don't really understand the history and don't realize there's been all of these waves, there's been different branches off and different types of, you know, political thought attached to it or non-political thought. So there's a lot to kind of unpack there. So there's a whole history the libertarians can study when it comes to feminism. It's not just these scary Tumblr people. It's a relatively new occurrence.
Do you think the Tumblr people are scary, or do you feel solidarity with them? Do you think the Grindr people
they're
are scary?
Really misinformed. I'm not really afraid of them.
Hey, Miller. It's the gay guy.
Oh, I'm triggered. I'm a sumosexual.
You missed the name of the show. It's well, I think it should be, since I'm on a little bit. I think it should be. Two feminists, a gay guy, and a sober guy walk into a bar. I'm the most boring of all of them. That's not fun, but I'll jump to
that.
Truth. I know.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I know. So, Angela, that was a good opener. Angela, your retort,
yes.
Please.
Okay. All right. When the last time a friend and I really sat down and analyzed it, we found that there were roughly 17 schools of feminism. So it's
Seriously?
Feminisms, not feminism.
Seriously?
Just like there's libertarianism, yeah. There's several schools of libertarianism. Several schools. So when the idiots from Think Progress come up to you and scream, are you the Koch polluters or are you the Ron Paul racists? We know it's a false dichotomy based in horrible misinformation and probable miseducation, since too many people have had to suffer through the institutionalization process of schooling. So that's one issue. The other issue is, okay, I am a libertarian. I don't believe in political correctness, and I don't feel beholden to dogma and so on. So, you know, this idea that I can't be a feminist in libertarianism is just some backward nuttiness from people who don't think very clearly or very well. And third of all, I don't give a damn what men think about women's rights and women's issues. No more than any black person should care about what any white person thinks about these issues. These are the things that affect me directly. I fight for my rights. I'm self-interested, being one of those actual old-school Ayn Rand objectivist types, that other people don't matter as much as me. And my rights do a great deal depend on thinking through feminist thought and theory, because women have not been historically equal to men under the law, which is the current thing that rules us, or socially, which is something nothing but cultural preferences that you choose for you. Those are your cultural preferences. You don't choose them for me. That
is the same thing as what these so-called social justice warriors do. It's the people choosing cultural preferences for others that you have no right to do. So there's all those things there. And also, too, it's amazingly juvenile, but the libertarian movement is a constant arrest of development, and Ben Stone and others have seen my Twitter rants about this. It's because the movement is made up of men in arrested development that we have these reactions to feminism, because why would you react so strongly if you didn't feel your gonads were being threatened? Maybe I don't care about other people's gonads. And maybe, you know, to be punk rock about it, I think Valerie Solanas, who wrote the Scum Manifesto and tried to kill Andy Warhol, might have been onto something.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Oh, did we lose Michael again?
Oh my God. So we had dead air.
Fiend phone.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm back.
All right.
I missed something. What did I miss? I disconnected.
Oh,
about
you know.
A minute. Did she?
Nothing
she flip
big.
Out?
Oh, no. No.
Did she
not
get hysterical?
Nah. I think Angela made a really good point, though, about the people who want to censor speech because it offends them and it hurts their feelings. And you see this happen on the left and the right. You see social justice warriors, so to speak, on both sides. And it's people who perpetually kind of play the victim and then say, you can't say that because it hurts my feelings. So I think it's falsely attributed to the left, and it happens just as much on the right. But maybe you don't always see that
criticism. Do you know about this page, SJW or Stormfront?
Yes, I've seen that.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm checking that out right now.
I want to play that in the second hour. We'll play a game where everybody that's on the line, I'll read a couple of them.
I'm very familiar with this one.
You can guess. Coming up in the second hour, social justice warrior or Stormfront. Stay tuned.
like basically the idea is it's hard to tell just by the words. Whether it's one or the other? Is that the premise?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of like hatefulness, and if you swap out certain words, you know, you have someone who's incredibly racist from the left or right, and it ends up... Have you heard of horseshoe effect?
Mm-mm.
Basically, that people on two ends of either spectrum are actually closer to each other ideologically than people in the middle.
Almost so the only counts in horseshoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw... There was a meme recently about... God, what was it? It was Stormfront people and not social justice. Yeah, maybe it was.
Yeah. We're out, Grandpa.
I know.
Eh? What? Hey.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty Talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
We are back. I'm a female.
We're
feminists and a gay guy woomsplaining the world to Michael Dean.
So we were talking, Steve Miller and I.
Hey, lady, silence. A man is speaking.
Whoa.
I'm quoting Peter Griffin.
I'm feeling kind of Solanas.
Okay, you're making a joke about. No one knows what that means. You got to explain.
Your cuts are too deep.
Valerie Solanas wrote the Scum Manifesto, Society for Cutting Up Men. She shot Andy Warhol. Shut up, Angela. She's not cool. That's like saying, I don't know, who's a murderer? That's like saying, Phil Spector's cool. He murders people. But he murdered a woman, so it's not cool, right?
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Well, you know. Yeah, some days you feel like Prince, sometimes you feel like Phil Spector, and we were basically saying sometimes women feel like bell hooks, and sometimes they feel like Valerie Solanas. You have those days.
Who's bell hooks?
Days.
See, I feel I bring a unique perspective to the table because I am a libertarian juggalo monarchist, and I'm starting a band called Insane Crown Posse.
So in the last segment, Steve and I both got like fiend cut off
by ninjas. Because, like, that's our next like, outreach.
It just
fiend
became,
the juggalos.
So much estrogen in the air that it just like naturally
you need
just
to cut it with it a little ICP.
It made it a female-only space. It just like,
it makes your skin
us.
Really good, Michael.
So I don't really know what
effing fiend pills. How do they work?
Okay.
I know.
Estrogen. That's what people think of when they think of me. They think estrogen.
You tweet about it all the time.
Oh, about the premenstrual.
Whoa, hold on. Is Michael criticizing drug, somebody else for talking about their medical procedures too much? Is that what I'm listening to right now?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, there's some pretty dark stuff we know about Michael and his lungs and his parts.
Everyone knows that.
There's some darkness in his lungs for sure.
There's some light in the colon, though.
Like, there's some darkness in other things.
So let me ask you a question that, you know, like someone who just walked up to the table and, you know, you guys have the feminist table at the Ron Paul racist convention, and you're like, we're not the Ron Paul racists, we're the feminists. And I ask a question and you make fun of me and want to cut my grind off. And then we get through all that. And, you know, then you like whisper to each other and the fiend phone turns off. And then for a minute, like, you know, you kind of answered my question.
I actually cast a spell.
Yeah, you witch.
That's what did that.
Coven, lesbian coven. That's what. All right, so. So here's my next question. Like, I guess the, like, statist square version of this would be, like, why feminism? Why not humanism? But that's not really the term for what I'm asking. But do you know what I mean? Like, why is that your thing? Why is that a thing? Why, you know. I mean, I just want the state out of the way, and then I don't really care what's between people's legs or what they say. Why is
right,
that a
so
thing?
I think you would probably sympathize with a lot of anarcho-feminists who believe the state is the main cause of inequalities between gender. So this is another school of feminist thought that I think a lot of maybe libertarians and other ANCAPs and anarchists could really kind of find some common ground on, because the state has historically had laws against women, and there's also been social pressures kind of outside of that have caused for a lot of unequal circumstances. And especially if you kind of look outside of the United States and look at different countries and see how people, well, women specifically, are treated around the world, I think there's still a lot of work to be done as far as bring those people to a place where they can have the same equal rights as men in those countries. So I think it's important to kind of look at things from maybe a local level and then more of a national level and then even outside of that, because there's still some inequalities and I think those things are worth fighting. But if you're wanting to do it through the state, then that's not really the type of feminism that I'm for. That's actually known as carceral feminism. And that's what a lot of, I think, libertarians think of when they hear the term feminist, is feminists who want to use the state to force equality.
Angela?
This is me being a jerk, and this is more because I have an academic background. But it's ridiculous to me that we have a movement that prides itself on intellectualism and wide ranges of thinking and thought and being well read, but yet most of the men in the movement somehow react as if they're literally the groins retract into their belly buttons when they hear the word feminism, even though they should be a little more sophisticated and a little bit better read than to start immediately reacting. Look, college campuses, my private.
Well,
I can't read
but
people.
You're literally making jokes. You guys are literally making jokes about, you know, cutting off men's junk. And, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, how many jokes are made about how dumb feminists are and social justice warriors and all that?
Rape jokes.
We're not serious about it. We're not really, you know, we're not serious.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Wow. You know that writer, the alcoholic one that was really misogynist but really good? What's his name? You know the writer, MK, all of them. we can't continue that conversation. Terrestrial radio. All right, so I want to talk about Open Bazaar. Do you all know what Open Bazaar is? MK, have you heard of it?
I have heard of it. It is a decentralized online marketplace that you can pay for goods in Bitcoin with. And it's pretty cool.
In Bitcoin with, yes. I asked Angela. Angela, do you know what it is?
No, but I'd like to learn more.
There's my little Robin Quivers. I like it. Angela, you need to smoke more pot. When you don't smoke pot, you want to cut parts off my body. When you smoke pot...
I haven't smoked pot in months.
You're just a good foil on the radio who makes me laugh really, really, really hard. Yeah. So, Robin Quivers or Robin... Batman and Robin. No, are you wearing a cape? Which are you? Are you Robin for Batman and Robin, or are you Robin Quivers tonight?
So, oh, I'm Robin Quivers.
False dichotomy.
Yeah. False dichotomy.
Are you a Coke
not all Robins.
Racist or a Ron Paul racist libertarian? No, you know what kind of libertarian I am? I'm the fat guy stripping at the Libertarian Party.
That's my libertarian spirit animal.
That guy, James Weeks. I just sent James Weeks some free Freedom Fiends buttons and a Bipcot sticker that he can put on his koozie next time. On his, because he was, okay, I'm not going to be fattest.
Some Bipcot pasties.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be fattest.
Bad audio podcast tour?
Yeah, he should.
Is he going around to every podcast with just insufferable audio and doing every single one? That's how you follow that up.
Is he? I think he.
No, I don't know.
I think he was on one of our co-hosts, Jeremy, has a podcast called Seeds of Liberty. I think James Weeks was on it the other night, but they have good audio because you can't be my friend and have bad audio. I'll drop you.
Facebook.
No, I made Ben Stone have good audio. Ben Stone had horrible audio when I met him. And
I'm actually using your sound conditioning tips right now. That you sent
yeah,
to
but
me
if you take a
after
picture
the last
of it,
fiasco.
I got the
blinds.
You'll get blocked.
Yeah, I got rugs on the walls. I got. I have the little soundproof
take a picture.
Curtains. Yeah,
okay,
I'll take a picture.
Yeah, and
sure.
Post it on
There's
Twitter
no creepy mattress
the
in there. It's
There's no.
I shouldn't get warm.
Last time, do you guys know about this, Angela and Steve? Last time. MK was on. She got on early. She just moved into a new place. So I said, get on 20 minutes early instead of 10 minutes early. We'll do, test your internet connection and Fiend phone and audio quality. And she got on. She was really echoey. She was in an empty room. She just moved into. And I'm like, okay, hang up some blankets. And do you have a, mattress? You can, thin mattress you can push up. What do you have that you can use for sound conditioning? She had an air mattress. She pushed it up against the wall, hung a blanket over it, took a picture of it.
Careful. Don't say the word mattress in front of feminists.
Well, that's what happened. She put it on Twitter, and Twitter blocked it. Anybody who tried to click on it, it said, this is adult content. Do you agree to see adult content? Before you could see it, you had to agree.
More interesting than it was.
It really did. I think they think air mattresses are it must be porn if it's an air mattress. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure people are like,
they know how much
MK
it excites
posting?
Michael when someone has good audio. They'd always
that's
say,
it.
Oh, yeah.
It was audio porn. You
throw that Yeti in the trash. Yeah, take that $300 microphone and just pitch it.
It was like B-level porn. That it was really the sound. It was bad. It was a real, real quick and dirty job.
You have to be 51 to see audio porn. All right. So, where were we? Okay, Open Bazaar. Now, I'm so happy to be in on the ground level of this because I didn't get on the ground level of Bitcoin, but there's really I'm not going to get rich. That's the thing. Bitcoin is a once in a lifetime thing. But literally, as the kids say, literally, it took this thing is so new that it took as much work to get this up and running and working and configured and not crashing as it the software is still in cuck beta. So it took as much work as it would have taken to mine Bitcoin with the command line original wallet on Linux that, when it first came out and it was worthless and you couldn't even buy a pizza with 10,000 of them. It was that much work, but the only return is, I can sell a $3 Bipcot sticker and make a dollar on it or something with, after shipping. But it's pretty cool. So basically what it is, to explain what it is, it's kind of a cross between the Silk Road and eBay, but there's not a lot of drug stuff on it yet. But it's a decentralized, it's software that you download, and it you create a store, and you have to have your computer on or like pay for hosting somewhere. I'm using Agorist Hosting, which is Derek Slopey, who created Fiendphone and who hosts the Freedom Fiend site, is offering paid hosting for this. Go to agoristhosting.com. And you can have him set it up so you don't have to leave your computer on if you have someone host it for you. And he knows how to configure it and all that stuff and deal with all the problems of the early software. And they're doing their soft launch, I think, on the 15th of this month. But it's really cool. So basically, like, you can sell stuff peer-to-peer with Bitcoin. And it's kind of like eBay with no fees would be the best way to describe it, I think, at this point. And no censorship. Like, yeah, if you want to sell, you know, Nazi medals on here, which, you know, it's just, you know, whatever. Like, you can't sell that on eBay. And if you want to sell
When you try to search for it on eBay, you will not see it.
Yeah, and if you try to sell marijuana seeds, you know, on eBay, the cockroaches will kick in your door. And I guess people could sell that on here, but not on Derek's. He only does legal stuff. But it's really cool because it's just started, and the only people on it are tech nerds. Like, I'm pretty tech nerdy, but I'm like the least tech nerdy guy on here because I had to have Derek help me do it all. Someone womb-splained it to me. A man did. But, like, the only...
Nice.
But, like, the stuff that's on it now, it's all nerd stuff. Like, you know, Davy Barker's on there and Drew. So there's a lot of Bitcoin not bombs kind of stuff. But other than that, it's all, like, ant miners for Bitcoin and, you know, like Linux configuration service. And here's somebody selling like generic stoma bags and catheters. There's some medical stuff for you. That's kind of weird. And like comic books, like really nerdy, nerdy, nerdy stuff, like hardware, Bitcoin wallets. And there's some kind of normal porn on here. And there's some silver, and there's some someone's selling a Rolls Royce for 400 Bitcoin. I don't know if I would send a stranger 400 Bitcoin for Rolls Royce, but it's pretty darn cool, and I'm digging it, and people should get on it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, kind of similar to Bitcoin, it's a decentralized technology, so there's not a very easy way to shut it down. You know, everyone who has a store is kind of hosting that, so it's spread out across multiple people. Now, I wouldn't want to take the risk of selling something illegal on there, but it's also an uncensorable marketplace.
It's also got end-to-end encryption with the chat on there. So you could even just use it to have like bulletproof encrypted chats, which are pretty hard to come by. I don't know, they're not that hard to come by, but it seems like there's more of them for Android than there are for, like, you know, Windows or Linux or something. I guess Linux has a bunch of them for Windows. It would be technically possible to like shut down one person's store on here, but it would be impossible to shut down the whole thing, you know?
Right. So.
Yep.
Sweet. So you made your first sale today?
Well, I made a couple sales to people I knew. We were just kind of buying stuff from each other as a test, but I just logged on here live doing the show, and I have a sale from someone I've never heard of, which is pretty cool. You know, and it's like a $3 sale that I'm going to make like 50 cents on after I mail it and send it and stuff. But to me, you know, it's almost like, Watson, come here, I need you. Do you know what that is? You guys know that one? Steve might. It was the first thing ever said on a telephone. You know, when Alexander Graham Bell was inventing the telephone.
That's right.
He didn't know it was working yet and yelled,
"Where was
Watson,
Alexander
come
Graham
here,
Bell
I need
from?
You. Pennsylvania?
Nope.
Where?
Ohio.
Oh, you just want to claim everybody. You know what I didn't mention last night?
It's the heart of it all.
On House of Cards, the Biden-esque vice president that's really petty and demands one of the pens the president signed a bill with, like he's as if he's like a school child visiting the Capitol building. He is the governor of Pennsylvania. There you go, Steve.
Yeah, the governor of Pennsylvania is generally a stooge. The current governor of Pennsylvania looks like a phallus and is a billionaire cabinet maker.
Cabinet? Like the wooden things, you mean?
Yes, the wooden things that like go in your kitchen. He makes cabinets. And
so you're saying he's kind of like Jesus?
Yeah. You know, run by the Jews. But... The cabinet trade. I don't know. I like, but whatever. Like
the Are Amish. You saying the Amish. Jews were behind Jesus?
Let me just tell you all. That
the Amish make
Virginia.
Good cabinets in Pennsylvania.
I was in West Virginia, and the current race for governor of West Virginia is between two people, and the Democratic candidate is a man. I'm not even kidding, and his name is Jim Justice.
Oh my nice. God!
And he's a coal billionaire, and he looks like a 6'8" corpse, and he is a and he's a basketball coach. And there's a big scandal because he apparently told off a cop and like was throwing his weight around and was like, "Yo, I do so much for this town," and like, you're basically a gang member with a badge. And I was a little bit on his side, but then I learned that the Republican candidate is in the Senate or something, and his name is Bill Cole, C-O-L-E, and I'm like, oh man, Jim Justice is screwed because you're going to make the people of West Virginia choose between Justice and Cole. And they're going to choose coal 100% of the time because you always choose coal over Justice. You know why? Because you can weigh coal and you can use coal. Justice is a little, how about I take something from you? And I call that Justice.
Nice.
What an epic name, though. That's such a great name to run.
It's so close. I kept calling him Jim Jesus, too.
Right.
What were the names of the two cops that got caught stealing money in the Silk Road case? One was named like Rhodes,
Force.
And the other was Force. Force.
The other one was Silk.
No, it was like Force and Bridges and Force.
Because Bridges are part of the Rhodes. So literally it was Rhodes and Aggression.
Yeah, it was Bridges and Force, which sounds like a terrible like buddy cop movie.
Like a bad spin-off of Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Wait, where were you from in Florida?
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Go ahead. You're on the radio. Hello, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Howdy. Man, so we were talking a bit on the break about something Steve had noticed regarding ads and Facebook and.
Oh yeah.
Is he still there?
I don't think so.
No, I think we may have lost Steve.
So go on to the next topic.
Well, Angela, you had some stories you wanted to cover, right?
Yes.
Yes, you can say vulva.
Yes.
You just
that
checked.
Should be the name of the show. Finally. Yes, you can say vulva. Mansplaining the vulva. How's that?
Oh, that should be the name of
my other station wagon is
too.
A vulva.
Wombsplaining the vulva. We'll call it that, and then just put a picture of a flower.
George
How about
O'Keefe
something itchy?
Painting?
George O'Keefe?
I don't get it. Explain that to me.
Something itchy?
Oh, see, yeah, the vulva discussion was going to be about something itchy. It wasn't going to be about flowers or George O'Keefe or symbolism or post-structuralism. I had such a good thing written, like, last segment. Let me look at the note here. Hold on. I wrote something that was funny. wrote something funny. I should never, ever, like, pretend like I can recreate that moment.
It better be funny.
Angela's open mic Jesus.
Yeah. Explain open mic Jesus, Steve, again, because it's worth explaining while she gets her act together. While she womb-splains to herself. Go ahead, Steve.
Open mic Jesus is a page that I started, and it is the person.
Oh, you started it?
Yeah, it's my page.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. I thought you were just helping out with Jesus.
No, that is, this is
just one. Spread the good word.
A Steve Miller gospel production, and it is basically Jesus as an open mic comedian, and he says, you know, like, man does not live on bread alone, try the breadsticks, etc. Jeremy made one that had Jesus on a cross, and it said, yo, cue the host, because I'm dying up here. And I thought that was a high quality internet meme. And yeah.
What about airplane food?
Yeah, there's definitely one of Jesus with an airplane. Yeah, there's some ones about airplane food. There's
what's
one
the
of
thing about yeah.
There's one of Jesus with a bunch of kids, and he just says, "You guys like porn?"
I don't get that.
And oh, because crappy open mic comedians always talk about porn.
Yeah, it's kind of very making fun of, like, hacky comedians or.
Porn is the new airplane food, basically.
Do you guys know? Have you heard the Louis? Speaking of, like, really inappropriate things, have you heard the Louis C.K. piece about Jazandapus?
No.
Maybe. That sounds kind of familiar.
It's about a kid at his school, his daughter's school, like messing with his daughter, like twisting her arm or something, and he saw it and got up in his face, and he's like grabbed him and was like, kid, if you ever do that, I'll kill your whole family. Like, and he's just like, while he's doing it, he's just realizing how inappropriate and like way too adult what he's doing is. And he's like, I wanted to send this kid on like a military transport plane with his head duct taped to Venezuela for rendition, you know. But he says, and I got to make up a name for this guy because he's an actual human at my daughter's school in this city. So let's just call him Jazandapus. I just love that name. I want to get a cat. We're going to get another cat. I want to call our next cat Jazandapus. I just think it's a beautiful word.
Well, you have to get another cat to keep Bipcat company.
I do. Although, I think we got to wait a little longer for Bipcat to be really comfortable here. Because yeah. I think Bipcat would go nuts if we brought another cat into the roost right now.
Cats and podcasts, the road to old age.
It really is. You know, cats are more popular than dogs, I think, these days, because, like, people's lifestyles, you know, dogs require work. You have to get off the couch and put down the screens, whereas cats will just, they don't care. They don't care if you're fat and spend all the time on the internet yelling at people. They'll just sit in your lap and purr while you do it. They're the perfect internet beast. All right. Have a good second hour. I'm not going to be here. Hopefully things will go very smoothly without me. You won't have any dropouts, at least. Sometimes
we
the internet
won't
can only
you again.
I don't know.
The internet can only take three fiends at a time sometimes. What, Steve?
Sometimes the witchcraft.
It's Kensington. Everyone's a dropout.
Worms.
Worms.
Womb-splaining the vulva. That's really the name of this show. This episode.
I don't know. I still like that. The station wagon is a vulva.
It's a vulva.
I love that one.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Oh, will you get a second? definitely go check out.
Meow.
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 Meow. Meow. Trigger warning, this is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's low orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Peace Plaza on the artificial satellite LibFair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCON no government license. This allows for use by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. How you guys doing, Steve Miller-Miller and Angela Keaton?
Very well.
Excellent. Had a good little break from
Yep.
I heard several excellent ads.
Very good ads. Very good ads. And Facebook has been serving up some very good ads.
It's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what kind of ads have you guys been seeing?
Do you guys have the same practice as me on Facebook where you click on things that are the opposite of what you want? Because somebody explained that, like, they cost money. They, like, pay by the click. So if there's, like, are you with Hillary? I'm like, oh, yeah, thumbs up for that. Like, are you making sure you're voting on Tuesday? Like, definitely. Like, do you want to buy a Buick? Like, yes, most certainly I do. like, all of them. So I got an ad today for local 32BJ. I guess that was based on demographics, giving me the BJ union. And
wow.
Yeah, am I right, ladies? And they are having a protest. So Facebook wants me, Facebook, based on the clicks that I give them, thinks Steve's going to dig this protest. And it is a protest for universal pre-kindergarten in Philadelphia. Everybody's constantly crying about how the schools don't have two pennies to rub together, but somehow we're going to expand the schools for, like, I don't know, 2-3 more years of a kid's life and get them indoctrinated before they can talk.
So at what age does something like pre
and why do the janitors
start?
Care? Why do the janitors care? This is the union that represents people that are custodial workers in buildings.
Well, the janitors are the ones who give the kids inspirational speeches in between classes. Duh.
Oh God, I should have been a janitor instead of a seventh grade teacher. Nobody ever pulls a gun on the janitor.
Right, right. Everyone loves the janitor.
Yeah. There's a beautiful episode of that on It's Always Sunny in Philly about how much students love the janitor.
Yes.
Is there an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where a girl gets suspended for punching a kid in the face, and then her mom goes and, fresh off of probation, gets a gun and then puts it in the face of the teacher that suspended her, and he's like gay as all get out and looks like he's about 12 years old and from Greater Cleveland and he's terrified? Did they cover that and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Angela? Did they?
I'm sorry.
Apparently,
that's an amazing
it's not
story.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It happened to me in the Philadelphia Public Schools,
Steve.
2005.
Oh, wow. That
one
is,
of those
this
students,
is why I never
one of the students
to work
I had
children.
That year is in the NBA now.
Oh. What?
And then like 30 more of them are in jail now, but like one of them made it to the NBA. That's something.
Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, good for that kid.
Good so, Dion Waiters, if you're listening, I bless your grind. Sorry about the Oklahoma City Thunder coming up just short in the finals. We're doing outreach here on the Freedom Fiends, and we got sports news with Steve Miller-Miller. It's not just for sumos anymore. We're gonna bring you the hottest NBA action. We're gonna have some NFL talk. We're gonna have some NAP chat. WNBA. Everything, and then we're also gonna have celebrity gossip, and for that we're going to have to get someone far more homosexual than I. Take it away, MK Lords.
Thank you, Steve. That's an honor. So Angela actually had some really interesting news items that have piqued my interest. So we can cover those really quick. So the celebrity news, I saw a couple links here and I fell into a black hole of celebrity news, and I try not to do this, like, but every now and then there's that little news feed ticker on Facebook that entices you with those you know, some crazy stuff happened to so-and-so. Every now and then it entices me and I have to click on some stuff. And there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Kylie Jenner's gotten into something. Let's see. Here's this one. Kylie Jenner addresses sex tape rumors.
There is no sex tape. There's no Kylie Jenner sex tape. It's just they're very, very hard trying to. Tiger's contract with her was up, so they no longer had to pretend to date. But they've got to make this interesting since he's actually onto a possibly real girlfriend now. So they're going to try to spice up and draw this out. I have not seen the whole new season of it's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's very good. It's a very strong season. A lot more about the conflict between Caitlyn Jenner and Khloe Kardashian. There's a lot of clashing there.
I'm dying over here because you're talking in academic voice to discuss celebrity news, and it is hysterical because, like, you're falling short of NPR voice because you're not that condescending, right? And, like, you know, yeah, like, you're not, like, out to, like, prove, like, how
I'm not Terry Gross.
But, like, yeah, you're, like, sitting here, like, dead serious talking about the Jenners. It's funny.
The story of oil.
Matter.
A 6-part series from the Ford Foundation. That's what NPR sounds like to me.
Yeah.
This is the Kardashians really have upped their game. They've brought in Blac Chyna, who is Tiger's first partner and the mother of his child, to date Rob Kardashian, and now she is pregnant with supposedly by Robert Kardashian. So they've written her a storyline into that was obviously all for the storyline, but this is all announced right the first week of the show. They did a really, really good job timing this, and of course there's always a lot going on with Kanye. He's amazing and fans love him so much they rioted today. And
wow,
destroyed.
I literally cannot keep up with how many Kardashians.
They burned down a CVS for Kanye.
It's, well, you know, sometimes you make a statement for Yee.
Yeah, it's, you know, an artist like him only comes around every 2,500 years or so. You have to recognize genius when you see it.
It's amazing. It's, you know, I don't know. And this is work with Jay-Z that I have to say very, very, very good. But you know, his older stuff holds up, like Stronger. You know, it that I still can listen. It's just as fresh as it sounded to me 9 years ago. Amazing. But also, though, I mean, this is not just the only news. There's a couple things, too. I caught a headline of the show Bachelorette. It says Bachelorette, Chad chomps on a potato while Daniel compares him to Hitler.
This episode brought
you by the
Godwin Foundation.
Well, they kind of reached
Godwin
Saw early in the season.
And then finally, what I really want to do, though, is I really want to start drawing attention is that I love publicists, I love public relations, I live here in LA, I understand the game is played, but I think the whole continuing to try to push on to people that Taylor Swift is heterosexual is finally, I mean, it's jumped the shark, as the old saying, that, you know, we've now entered the episodes where, like, nothing's believable. It's time for her to come out. Now, I generally don't care about these things, but it's literally impossible to ignore the lesbian-tastic vibes. And that includes the carrying the cat everywhere she goes, because you need to have a cat on you where you go. I mean, libertarians don't even do that with
their
cats.
Is Michael W. Dean a lesbian?
Drape it around your...
Yeah, does Michael carry his cat in a $5,000 tiny purse?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I've never seen him not do
if
that.
If he had the means, I wouldn't put it past him.
But, I mean, she surrounded herself with women constantly. All beautiful women, except for Lena Dunham, who's the token heterosexual feminist. Not that Lena is not appealing to someone somewhere, she's just not appealing to most people. But there's several things going on. Her relationship with Carly Klaus, her relationship with Lourdes, the fact that she's always with, you know, Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato, both are highly rumored to be bisexual, though you couldn't tell that Demi Lovato wasn't bisexual from the butchest video I've ever seen. It could, if it were any butcher, it would have lesbians smoking blunts while the truck.
Wait, how are they bisexual?
Story of my childhood.
It would seem to me that if you're young and beautiful and famous, you wouldn't have to buy sex at all.
Are you one of these people who believes bisexuals are unicorns?
No, I'm one of these people that believes bisexuals should have to buy sex just like anybody else. That's the definition of bisexuality.
Oh, God. You're worse than the Students for Liberty kids who try to tell everyone they're pansexual. I don't even know. And there's more terms now for sexuality.
I've had sex with a couple pans. Desperate times, desperate measures.
Okay.
No judgment. A little crock pot every now and then. No one's going to judge you. You know? You do you. It's the current year. You explore. If you're going to be a pansexual, if you're going to be like, what if you're into omelets? I'm not going to hold that against you. You know, maybe you're, you know. I mean, how many people are into eggs in one form or another? If you want to like really like get down with a souffle, you do you, Sprinkles.
I want all my eggs removed.
Wow. There we go. I had a vasectomy, and let me tell you, they said you shouldn't feel any different, but I think there's a vast difference.
Okay.
Back to celebrity news.
Gosh. Yeah. Let's talk about the serious matters. First off, there's going to be no more Kanye and Kim children. Kim's done. She is done with the children, and I don't believe she had her last pregnancy. I think that was a surrogate. I think she just, you know, bulked up a little bit, put some pads on. She didn't like being pregnant the first time. She certainly wasn't going to do it the second time. Yeah, exactly. Who does? No one does. You outsource that.
Yeah. I want robots. I look forward to our robot surrogates. That needs to happen quickly.
Yeah.
Wait, robots who will carry our children?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe you have a kid and he just thinks he's the son of Bot.
All right.
The whole pregnancy thing. It's
I'm so glad I can't get pregnant. Oh my lord.
Oh yeah.
All this trying.
It's disgusting. There's nothing beautiful about it. It really isn't. It's a lie.
I've over-researched it. It's terrifying.
People that have awful things happen to them will tell themselves all sorts of stories to make it worth it. You know, like if something absolutely dreadful happens, like you get pregnant, you're going to be like, well, it's the most beautiful, awesome thing that's ever happened to me, and it's a great experience. You're incomplete if you haven't done it.
Yeah, you know, even if you were like ripped end to end or something, you know, equally terrifying.
More cheerful talk when we come back.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
On the Red Bull. Red Bull.
Red Bull for breakfast.
Red Bull for lunch. Red Bull for dinner. Red Bull. Don't like Red Bull that much, but I like the feels of it. Like
that's
most
breakfast
caffeine.
In a can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't really eat breakfast. I usually just drink coffee. I just don't have much of an appetite in the mornings.
It's a complete meal in a can. You can't go wrong with it. It suppresses the appetite for several hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's a miracle, but I just have decided that my body no longer needs it.
We all have to take a break from things.
Yes. I'm taking a break from my personality.
Sometimes when you've gone a while without caffeine, I would be very stabby. So I feel you. So, you know, I think for the listeners who've been listening from the first segment, you know, hopefully they can sympathize that we don't want to cut anyone up. Just sometimes we haven't had enough caffeine or other things. And things get complicated.
But we do cut off testicles all the time. We do this with cats, and I want to have this discussion about, because I know this is going to anger a lot of people, especially libertarians.
Yeah.
Most of them are upset. I mean, they don't want a law against it, but they very much want to morally impose the don't declaw a cat thing, yet they have no problem nipping a cat's manhood off.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah. You know, the cat misses its parts.
Yeah, you're going to take off its male parts, but not its nail parts? Come on
right now. So, I don't know. There needs to be a discussion. I want to know what the cats think.
I would like to know what the cats think. I'm always wondering what the cats think. I know they're always plotting.
Yeah,
plotting in their eyes.
And they're judging. There's a little judgment.
You should ask them for an interview. Be like, hey, can you cats help me out?
They wouldn't agree. They'd just judge you.
Oh, really?
They probably have their own podcast.
Consent of the governed, am I right?
Yeah, and we wouldn't know about it.
Tell them it's in the social contract.
Speaking of things that kind of anger libertarians, I may have angered some libertarians recently.
Had a girl.
Yeah.
That's what we live for.
It's, you know, it's one of those things. I get uncomfortable when I'm around too many of the same people with the same ideology for too long. Like, it makes me a bit uncomfortable. I get a little anxious, and I'm like, it feels too much like an echo chamber. But I've started noticing something recently, and maybe I'm just out of my mind. I totally could be. But I've noticed kind of a skew towards the right with some libertarians ever since this whole Trump phenomenon has started. It seems like a lot of them have kind of moved pretty far right into some weird, freaky, alt-right stuff. And so I've seen it come up on my feed, and usually I just unfriend these people. And it came up yesterday, and I wasn't in the best of moods. And it was someone freaking out about miscegenation, which, if you don't know what that word is, Google it. But people were freaking out about it. They were like, oh, you know, this guy was. And so I unfriended him, and I was frustrated. I was like, this is just a thing that's been happening that I find just distasteful, kind of gross, and I'm kind of lazy and don't want to have to go through all of my friends to find out who these people are. So I posted a thing on Facebook. I was like, if you believe in this, if you believe white people are superior and all that, just do me a favor and physically remove yourself from my friends list.
The end. Simple.
The end. You know, I'm lazy. I don't want you people clogging up my news feed. I'm trying to find videos. I'm trying to find clickhole videos. I'm trying to find nihilist memes. Like, I got a lot of things I'm trying to find on there. And rants about miscegenation, not on my list of things I want to see. And it turned in to something that I've never seen before. This just went crazy.
It was
crazy.
A poo storm.
It was such a poo storm. It was the biggest poo storm I've ever seen. There was so much.
It was a typical Tuesday afternoon for me, because I'm used to poo storms, but you're not used to poo storms.
I'm kind of used to poo storms, but I didn't think that, because saying I don't like racists isn't controversial. It's kind of like
it is now. Look how current
mediocre thing. Like, it's not a virtue of any kind to be like, hey, I don't like white supremacists. Like, okay, that's like should be a normal thing. But it basically confirmed my beliefs, and I actually unfriended a bunch more people afterwards because they really came out of the woodwork. Really nasty stuff, but I don't like to censor people. I keep the comments up.
Well, it's a good thing they came out of that woodwork, because that wood was attached to a cross they were going to burn.
Yes. That is very true. So people were in a tizzy about it, because, well, one of the things I said was that I no longer want this kind of label as an ANCAP or libertarian or what. Well, I was never really an ANCAP anyway, and people decided that I couldn't just not label myself, apparently, which was kind of weird. We can cover when we get back, if you guys want to. I mean,
you're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains, because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you?
by only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CatMuff, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CatMuff, because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm crazy.
No.
Well, okay, correction. I'm a little crazy. So, we were talking about some face beefing, fighting on the internet. It's really sad, and I'm totally embarrassed for myself. But yeah, I was asking Steve and Angela if they'd noticed a trend in libertarians lately as far as a skew to the right. What do you guys think? Yeah. Am I just not seeing this?
I don't know if it's so much a skewing as it is that when there's an election, people generally want a side to root for. Similar to when there's a Super Bowl, people that like don't really care about football will like try to find like some factor, like they'll root for like the city that's closest to them, or that they like have a friend that roots for, or something like that. But they'll find some reason so that they have like some sort of skin in the game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think elections are similar to that, and I think people are willing to put themselves through all sort of mental contortions so that they have somebody who roots for them. He who must not be named, host of a podcast, really seems to legitimately believe that if Trump gets elected, the first thing he's going to do is go murder all the liberals. That's right. Not going to happen for like a multitude of reasons.
Well, Hillary's going to win, first of all. But it's not going to happen because none of these people are going to actually do anything. They're just kind of internet tough guys. Like this guy threatened to throw me out of a helicopter, which we were talking about on the break.
You live in San Diego.
Original.
There's plenty of helicopters. Go do it.
Yeah, I wish someone would come to my house and try to throw me out of a helicopter. You know, one of these guys, one of these internet tough guys, on these threads. It's like, bring it on. That would actually
well, I've
be
traveled
an interesting
from Louisiana
story.
To San Diego, and I'm here with a helicopter, and I need you to board it so I can throw you out of it. So kindly come out.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I live lumpy, three exits dumpy away from Tijuana, and it's freaking wonderful. I love it here. The people are wonderful. It's amazing. You know, that Trump wants to make it harder for people to come back and forth is just insane. It's already hard enough.
That's not Kensington you hear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I live in West Hollywood. And it's at night, yeah. And you know what you're hearing is the real sounds of my life. It was pretty quiet tonight. I'm kind of surprised. So yeah, this is what real life for me sounds like. And often there's crashes right outside my bedroom window, which are the best because you know then it's just nothing but flashing lights and screaming and usually nothing fatal. But yeah, that's what it's.
Oh, yeah.
It's normal. The
most places I've lived so far.
You know, among the libertarian movement, I think I first noticed it, though, a couple of years before Trump. Trump could have said or done anything. It's very hard for me to take a coherent ideology from what Trump is doing and saying, though. Yeah. I do think that the GOP and the conservatives, and this is, you know, the conservatives in the political classes created an atmosphere where Trump's ideas make sense. I mean, these are the people who've embraced screwballs like Frank Gaffney. They totally bought and sold the you know, Bill Kristol's idiocy. They call it neoconservatism, but it's actually straight from William Buckley. I mean, that's National Review. More than even commentary is probably what's responsible for neoconservatism, which is almost all modern conservatism. Most right-wingers are, you know, nationalists or neocons. They're not, you know, just conventional classical liberals. So So, I mean, it's all this. It's very, very interesting where people are acting like, oh, my God, Trump has invented this rise of fascism. All those ideas were always out there, and they were always semi-respectable in magazines like National Review and Commentary, and even the New Republic to a little bit of a degree. So yeah. It's not as if he was, you know, this is nothing is new. It's the way he's saying it that isn't in an academic or policy wonk voice like Hillary Clinton does. I mean, Hillary Clinton can make anything sound like a white paper, by the way, which is her reading it off, including her completely destroying several countries, which I'm happy to list off all the countries she's destabilized over the years. But
right,
the things
right.
that Trump is saying are things that, you know, if you take the respectability, the little facade of what polite people are supposed to say, he's just saying things that that neoconservatives and nationalists in the political class have been saying and pushing for people and pushing, you know, into the public for a long time. So I don't know. The Trump part's interesting to me because it just now has just brought out those dominant notes of these thoughts. I don't think, by the way, I mean, some of these things that Trump wants to do, he's not going to be able to do. And I don't believe necessarily if he wants to do that. I'm not entirely certain that, you know, he's saying these things to create as much of a mass movement as possible because he didn't have the right elite connections coming in, or maybe because he just wanted to knock out the Bushes and thought if he knocked out Jeb Bush, then it would be easy to get rid of everyone else. I don't know. I mean, there's a million and one reasons. I mean, I'm still not convinced that there wasn't a plant from the Clintons from the beginning to knock out Bush.
Right. I've considered that for a long time now. But yeah, I noticed it before, but I guess I've just noticed it more so, and like Steve was saying, election year brings out the worst in people, too. So,
oh my God, there's so many comedians that are otherwise funny, and then they just become meme-sharing, just like dumb wits.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really sad because these people are not natural allies to humanity or anyone, but let alone libertarians. I mean, This it's just crazy. So that was the thing that happened. It angered a lot of people, but I mean, it really wasn't that controversial, and it did, you know, meet its goal. I mean, I unfriended a ton of people, you know, cleaned some house. It was wonderful. So, all in all, good things.
It's not even that, you know, they have these kooky beliefs and they want to get rid of the state in order to, you know, be able to be left alone, which is fine. You know, if they want, you know, I mean, I'm not telling these people in their lunacy how to behave. As long as they stay away from me and are not doing violence to my person or property, you know, there's only so much I can give a damn about what they're doing. I mean, they shouldn't, yeah. I mean, you know, I'll gladly defend others that they're doing violence against, certainly. But it's their aggressiveness in insisting that this is the way of thinking, and that's normal. And they, of course, assume everyone who's light-skinned should think the way they do. They assume everyone who's light-skinned is white the way they are. So they push this lunacy on everyone else, and they're annoying about it. I mean, they're just annoying and weird. They pop into threads. I'm on Twitter, on an account that's pretty obscure that you'd have to really search for. But it's lunacy that they're trying to push in my face. It's fine for them to believe that, but what is it? I don't understand what their end game is. They're not going to convince me of it. If they convince me of it, they're convincing me of a system where I'm an inferior human being. So I don't know what they think. What they think with the benefit to me is, it's a very bad sales pitch.
Yeah, and a main point I was trying to make with the post was, I don't really want this label. I feel that the associations that go along with it are just kind of grossing me out because it's election year specifically, and a lot of people didn't like that. A lot of people were like, oh, well, we need labels and stuff like that, and that's fine. I wasn't saying no one can label themselves. I was just saying I'm choosing to not use this label, and I actually haven't been for almost a couple of years now. So I don't really think that you need to have a label to be pro-human rights, and I do hold a lot of ideological positions that still overlap, still anti-war, things like that. But what do you guys think about labels? I mean, they're useful for understanding people. They're not. I'm not saying, you know, they're entirely useless or anything. I'm just saying I don't really want many of them.
Yeah, the only ones that I'll really claim are Juggalo and comedian. That's it.
Solid choices.
Yeah, like not as a clergyman, not as a libertarian, not as you gotta pay me, preferably in gold. and then I'll take whatever label you want. But until then, Jiminy Christmas, heavens no.
Language is limiting, and language is the conspiracy, because there's, you know, we need language, we need labels to communicate. But in terms of the self and the person, labels are utterly distasteful. I don't want to have to explain my racial and ethnic history to strangers, or my religious groups that have, you know, ethnically and culturally affiliated with, or any other nonsense. I hate the whole concept of sexuality, that I have to check some box, like it's anyone's damn business anyway, but no label is going to describe a lifetime of human experience anyway for many people. I'm long since beyond, you know, this thing where you have to put myself in categories, because we're playing identity politics, not for the purposes of studying which groups the state oppresses, but to create an artificial sense of self. I am an X. You know, I don't know. I'm not really a people person to begin with. And, you know, I'm looking the long term. I'm looking where I'll be in 500 years, hopefully colonizing Saturn.
Yeah. So while they're useful, not really feeling like identifying as anything other than a human being at this point. So, and even some days, I don't even know. So. But yeah, I don't really see much of a need for people to take it personally that I don't really. It's not that I'm.
You don't like my favorite politician.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, I just don't care much anymore, I guess.
You're not rooting for the blue team. We can't be friends. Or the white team, I guess, in this case.
It's just for a group of individual. I mean, people are supposed to believe in individualism. This sense, this crazy wave of the anti-feminists. In other words, you know, men who don't have, you know, men who can't have access to female genitalia, which is mostly what that's about, or people who are somehow proud in their white identity, whatever the hell that is that Northern European ancestry, Western, I don't even know the hell, you know, whatever the groups that are in. I don't even, you're supposed to be an individual, theoretically, in the libertarian movement, yet people are really dying to have some kind of label and some kind of box or category to put complicated human experience into. I think that's a real step backwards, but what do I know?
Well, you're just a woman, so.
Just a woman. Among a bunch of other things, too. And I'm sure that there are people out there who like to list them all out. And, you know, various ethnic carriages make you disqualified for certain things and, you know, not right for others. And it's all a bunch of crap.
Right. And I don't get why people care so much about it, especially when it comes to other people's relationships, who they're having a relationship with, you know, whether or not that person fits within their same race or what, you know, whatever. It's really bizarre. But hey, I don't have to see a lot of those people on my feed anymore.
There you go. Free association.
They're too busy keeping things white and tight for you to have much use for them.
Yep. Well, we are going to take a trip to the market, and then we will be back for redemption in the third act.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
It's a great thing. In a free country, we should be able to sell our votes for anything.
Yep.
In a free country, we wouldn't have to vote.
That's right.
In a free country, there wouldn't be a country. Boom.
Amen.
All right, I think Steve wins that round of more anarchists than thou. All right.
Yep.
Ooh.
Wait, are we on the air?
There you go. Yes, we are.
Oh, dear God.
Steve said something anarchist. Are we on the air? What? Make sure we have that recorded for the ages.
Don't worry. You know, we're going to steer very far away from any suggestions that certain famous country singer lesbians should do terrible things to certain other
candidates. Not a country singer. Now I'm triggered.
Candidates.
I went to a country concert on Saturday. I saw country. Taylor Swift ain't country. You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's doing the pop thing now, more poppy kind of.
Yeah, she's poppy.
Shaking it off. To her music, she's just so beautiful though. I could just like stare at her face. Like, I don't know.
Well, maybe you're both lesboids.
Well, yeah.
There you go. Glad we had this little talk. You and Taylor Swift. That's the hot new couple.
Taylor Swift is bae.
It's the hot new couple in Liberty is Taylor Swift of the podcast 1984, the answer to 1987, the answer. Oh, I stepped over my own joke. Taylor podcast host, Taylor podcast host of the Swift. It's really late at night, folks. You know what? Screw it. Anyway,
she has the
answer to 1984 is 1987, and it was an Alex Jones joke, and I messed it up. And anyway, yeah, she has the best.
You
tweets.
Messed up.
She's not Donald Trump.
You messed up an Alex Jones Taylor Swift joke on the air. That's really shameful.
Well, we can't have any.
There's open mic Jesus memes about this. No big deal.
I've been bombing all night. I mean, I don't listen to the ones I'm on. When it comes,
the room
to,
just wasn't ready for you, Angela.
I just won't listen to any scene episode men. That I'm on. It's too many men. I can smell the man skill movie.
Many men wish dronings upon me.
I promised Michael I'd stop practicing the witchcraft for the second hour, so.
That luscious golden hair, that sly NAP stare, it's witchcraft.
Oh, I wish I were, I'd been more awake for the show. I'm just glad that none of my neighbors are banging on my door or asking for drugs at this hour. It's like I'm always taking my chances doing the show out in the office as opposed to in the antiwar.com mailroom.
See, you're talking about meeting up in Southern California. You should both come to Kensington, and then easy access to hard drugs will never be a problem.
Oh, that's not a problem where I live.
Yeah, you'll both be doing heroin in the train yard, ready to count some bucks.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta look at the pizza chart. I realize I'm totally lost without the damn pizza chart.
The pizza chart, for those of you listeners, tells the fiends when to stop talking because there's gonna be commercials, or you're gonna be up against a break, or in our case, the end of the episode. So she needs to figure out how quickly to be inspiring for the redemption in the third act. And let me just tell you, fiends, that a cloud does not put out the sun. And no matter how bad it gets, no matter how many white supremacists you have on your feed, no matter how many people you got coming up to you, bothering you, etc. You know, those are just temporary things. And, you know, you'll get past them because I have faith in you. I bless your grind. Open mic Jesus blesses your grind. That's all I
have
to
say. That
was
the truth, Bob.
That and Open Mic Jesus will be on the Passive Aggressive Hour on Thursday, the other podcast that I do. It's on laughcast.com, LAFFCAST, for those of you interested in hearing Open Mic Jesus. And it's not me that calls it in. It's somebody with whom I conspire. So Open Mic Jesus is similar to 9/11 in that it is a planned event, except mine actually is. And there's probably more podcasts about 9/11 than Open Mic Jesus, so I guess
praise
the comparison
him.
Breaks down pretty quick. Yeah.
That was a truth bomb. And speaking of bombs, antiwar.com is in the middle. That was terrible.
Oh my God.
Antiwar.com is in the middle of an awesome fundraiser, and if you care about the bombs being dropped all around the world, you should do something about it. So go check them out. Throw some Bitcoin at them. Throw some fiat at them. Don't throw any bombs at them. I'm trying. I tried. Like that old golden star. I tried. Antiwar.com, though. Really awesome people.
And
like
white supremacists, get off my feet, and normies, get out of my head.
Get out.
Yep. It's a clean, happy place. Our minds and our feeds.
Worms.
Worms.